Shmona Esrei is the centerpiece of davening. It's such a centerpiece that the Gemara refers to Shmona Esrei as tefillah, as davening itself. There are three parts to davening: praise, requests, and thanks. Let's go and focus on the third of those, the thanks part of it. Arguably, hakaras hatov, appreciation, showing thanks, is the most central Jewish attribute. And we can see that in davening itself, because we put several building blocks in place to go and set the table for that last part of Shmona Esrei. First off, we go and start off the day with the first word of the day, which is modeh, going and saying thank you to Hashem. We want to go and emphasize that as the first word of the day, the way in which we go and start things off, so much that we go and violate the rules of grammar. We should go and be saying ani modeh, not modeh ani. I am thanking, I am going and showing appreciation to Hashem. Instead, we go and flip the two of them so that the first word we're saying is not me. That would be giving us the wrong way to be able to go and start the day. But instead, going and saying first, thank you, Hashem, as the first thing that we go and breathe out of our mouth as we're going and using our vocal cords for the first time. It's the first word because it sets the tone for the entire day, but also it sets the tone for davening. So that's how we go and make sure to go and start. So that's the beginning of how we go and kick off what we're going and saying in davening. Then we go and hit a key pivot point in Psuke de Zimra. We go and shift gears before we go and hit the chapters of Tehillim that go and dominate the latter part of Psuke de Zimra. We go and say Mizmor Latoda, the Korban Toda, the Korban of thanks, as being what we go and use to go and shift gears into high gear for the second part of Psuke de Zimra. There's a key characteristic that's highlighted by the Netziv, that's Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, lived in the 1800s, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Lajan Yeshiva. He goes and highlights the Korban Toda, a couple of unique aspects of it. In particular, that when you're going and bringing that Korban, it's made up of 40 loaves that you have very little time to eat. So essentially, you have to go and be able to polish off a huge meal pretty quickly. No one person can go and do that. And so the Netziv highlights how you have to be able to go and invite a crowd. You have to be able to go when you're bringing the Korban Toda to go and involve the public, involve lots of people around you, to whom you'll end up going and telling the story that led to your offering thanks. They're going to want to know why you're going and convening them, why you're going and doing this. And that's going to lead to your going and being able to publicize your thanks. And so that's one of the first of two key elements of being able to go and show thanks in the right way. The second one we can go and see after we go and hit that pivot point and then do the rest of Psuke de Zimra and then build up to the centerpiece with Shmona Esrei. The key piece within Shmona Esrei that comes to showing thanks is Modim. And when we're going and saying Modim Durabanan, when the Chazan is going and repeating Shmona Esrei, we go and say Modim Durabanan, which is a very unusual part of Shmona Esrei. The Avudram goes and emphasizes to us that there's all sorts of ways in which it sticks out, because all the rest of Shmona Esrei, all the rest of davening in a lot of ways, we can go and satisfy it by listening to the Chazan, Shomea Ka'oneh, hearing it is like we went and said it ourselves. We can go and say Amen. We can go and be able to be Yotze by just going and listening to the Chazan. Modim Durabanan, you can't. It's the only part of davening that we can't allow someone else to go and do for us. We have to go and say it ourselves. Why is that? It's because it's the second of the elements of how we have to go and show a Hakaras HaTov and go and say thank you. When we're saying thanks, we have to do it personally, as the Avudram is going and emphasizing for us. And we have to go and do it publicly, as the Netziv was going and emphasizing, with the Korban Toda that we're doing halfway through as we're going and hitting that pivot point within Psuke de Zimra. Used right, davening therefore helps us develop our Hakaras HaTov muscles, helps us go internalize this critical Jewish value, and enables us to go and start it off as the foundation of our day. And so now, in terms of relating it to your life, being able to go and think about how we can go, A, have kavana during davening for this key element of the Hakaras HaTov, but also how we can go and use that throughout the rest of the day. Think about the different areas of your life where you can go and take that early foundation for your day and go and build on it. So for instance, think in school about how to be able to keep developing that muscle. Is there someone who's been helpful to you and deserves to hear thanks from you? Think about at home, about all the people there who made you who you are today. Have you thanked them recently? Have you been able to go and show a Hakaras HaTov to those people who gave you your foundation and continue to help you go and build it? Now, finally, in davening, think about all Hashem has done for you and for Klal Yisrael, and have even deeper kavana when you recognize thank you as the first word of the day, the pivot point in Psuke de Zimra, and as the pinnacle of Shemona Esrei that hopefully is helping us have echoes throughout the other 24 hours of what we're going and living.